Today is November the 8th, 2017, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I'm your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus the Christ from the book of Matthew. Before we do that, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to the great and mighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are the Ancient of Days, the banner across the sky, the captain of the angel armies. You're our designer, and you are eternally steadfast, full of grace, our gentle shepherd. You are the helmet of salvation and the God of the impossible. You are Jesus Christ, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, a man of sorrows and the name above all names. You are the opener of our hearts and the passionate one. You are the quickener and the rock, the Son of Man, and the teacher of teachers. You're unbelievably awesome to us, Lord, and so very good. You have all the wisdom of the universe, and you are extraordinary in everything that you do. You are Yahweh and the God of Zion. Lord, we come before you today, excited to be in your presence. We come before you in awe of what you are going to do through us when we are listening. Help us, Lord, to listen to what you say. Search us, O Lord, and speak, O Lord. We want to hear from you because we are your ambassadors in the public schools, and we need your words and your help. Thank you, Lord, for choosing us and placing us in the public schools to bless the next generation. Help us to be just that, Lord, a blessing today. We lift this day up to you, and we ask you for all of it. In the precious and powerful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And we are up to Matthew 11, verses 11 to 12. So what was Jesus doing when he spoke these words? Well, after Jesus spoke to his disciples about John, they went away and he continued to speak to the crowds concerning John. The Word of God, Matthew 11, verses 11 to 12. Truly, I say to you, among those born of women, there has risen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. The Word of God, Matthew 11, verses 11 to 12. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to listen to a song and then come back and read the lyrics. So let's tune in to Oh the Blood by Selah. Oh, the blood, crimson love, price of life's demand, shameful sin placed on him, the hope of every man. Oh, the blood of Jesus washes me. Oh, the blood of Jesus shed for me. What a sacrifice that saved my life. Yes, the blood, it is my victory. Save your Son, Holy One, slain so I can live. See the Lamb, the great I am, who takes away my sin. Oh, the blood of Jesus washes me. Oh, the blood of Jesus shed for me. What a sacrifice that saved my life. Yes, the blood, it is my victory. Oh, what love, no greater love, grace, how can it be, that in my sin, yes, even then, he shed his blood for me. Oh, the blood of Jesus washes me. Oh, the blood of Jesus shed for me. What a sacrifice that saved my life. Yes, the blood, it is my victory. It was a sacrifice that saved my life. Yes, the blood, it is my victory. Thank you for your blood. And that was Oh the Blood by Selah. Thank you so much, my friends, for joining your brothers and sisters in the reading of the Word and listening to songs about Him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to pray each and every school day at precisely, yep, you got it, 1:16 p.m. Now we have based that time on Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. Today, my friends, we are going to be praying that we can see joy in adverse circumstances. And that is our Christian call. So as you pray today, if you forget that prompt, that is not a problem. Just pray. It only takes a moment, and yet it is devout and reverent, and you have joined hundreds of your brothers and sisters across the nation. So I look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We are in his second series called Love Ladders. Today he has part one of Fire and High Stakes Testing. The scripture he chose is 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21. Test all things, hold on to what is good. It was raining gently when Francine walked outside and sat under the covered picnic area in the schoolyard and set her Bible, journal, pen, and lunch down on the table. Raised on a working farm near Burnham, Texas, Francine always felt more at peace and at home when outside in nature rather than cooped up in a building. It was Francine's lunchtime, and she opted to eat outside alone instead of with her third-grade teaching team. She had just completed the high-stakes state testing of her students earlier in the week. It was her first experiencing facilitating the state test. She couldn't believe all the protocols used in the testing and consequences for violations. She couldn't believe she wasn't supposed to read any student questions on the test. It made her think of hunting on the farm without ever looking down the sights of the gun at the animals she hoped to shoot. Francine had played 4 years of softball at Texas A&M as a pitcher at the highest collegiate level, and in all her years of athletics, she had never experienced the stress she was placed under in this rookie year of her teaching career. The year before she arrived at McBride Elementary in Harlinger, Texas, the school had been designated as low-performing. As a result, a new principal had been hired, and much supplemental work and documentation was required by all the teachers this year. Other than her work, Francine felt like she had no life this school year and usually got home between 7 and 8 o'clock at night. She always worked on the weekends. Francine felt nauseous and had eaten little the previous 2 days of testing. She sat at the picnic table alone. She wondered if she would have an appetite. She decided to first confess to God and then open and read her Bible before eating. Francine prayed aloud in a quiet whisper in the gentle rain, "Lord, I confess the anxiety and fear I have experienced over this last week and the entire school year. Your word says, true love casts out fear. I truly love you more than my job, and I need you to cast this fear out now, today. All the fear among the teachers and administrators of the school this year remind me of the wildfire we had on the farm when I was a child. All the fears have jumped off onto me, and I haven't been able to put them out. I have not come to you to put out this fire because I have been so busy, My job has been more important than my relationship with you. I am sorry for this and I repent. I am here now. Please put out this anxiety fire with your true love. Lord, I want to be like the three Hebrews who were thrown into the fire, yet did not burn because of their faith and trust in you. That was from Daniel 3. Like them, please help me come out of this fire, unharmed and not even smelling like smoke. Replace my fear with faith, trust, and hope. Please become the highest priority in my professional life. In this fire of anxiety, I have lost the love for teaching that you gave me. Please help me find it. When she was done praying, as tears fell from her eyes, Francine randomly opened her Bible and found herself looking at 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Test all things. Hold on to what is good. For the first time in 3 weeks, Francine began to laugh as she read the verse aloud. Only God would pick out a scripture about testing for her to read after testing all week. She knew this was a year of God testing, her love and her faith in him, and she hadn't scored very well on this test. As she laughed, the blazing fire, the accumulated anxiety of her first year of teaching, was snuffed out instantly. Francine physically felt the anxiety leave and immediately thought of the scripture, "The joy of the Lord is our strength," from Nehemiah 8, verse 10. All year long, she had mistakenly believed that it was the perfection of her work and the work of her team, the exercise of all the new programs and strategies she had been taught, which would improve test scores. She had sought them first instead of the Lord and was well on her way to becoming a workaholic. She had many role models for this at school. She had already lost the initial joy and sense of calling that had first led her into teaching, and she was unconsciously beginning to resent the time her job was taking away from other needed areas of her life that brought her health and joy. Francine then picked up her journal and began to write what she believed was Jesus' response to her prayer. To be continued. The prayer. Jesus, we confess to you all of our fear and anxiety that we, students and staff, experience regarding high-stakes testing. Replace it with faith, hope, and trust in you, not the work of our own hands. And that was our devotional written today by Don Clark. The final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. Today I do not have an author, but the quote is, "Confidence is quiet. Insecurity is loud." And now, my friends, as we wrap up our time together, let me remind you of the words of Jesus the Christ from Matthew 11, verses 11 to 15. "Truly, I say to you, among those born of women, there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Oh, gracious Father, almighty God, give us ears to hear, Lord. Help us to hear your words, your admonitions, and your teaching, your instruction, and your conviction and correction. Lord, we want to be your children and your ambassadors, and we want to bless those we come in contact with today. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, and give us your mighty strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask this. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.